Everybody. Last week we left with a Maimer Chazal, Shol Ba'achas Ba'Osaloi, David B'Shtayim B'Loi Osaloi. Shol did one Aveira, and it was to his detriment, he lost the Malchus through that. David B'Shtayim, David HaMelech had two Aveiras, the Loy also Loy, and it did not cost him the Malchus, and he spoke about that at length. Basically, we gave a couple of reasons for that. Number one, Shaul, the Marashah said, he didn't do tshuva right away. When he heard that he did an avil, he didn't do tshuva. He didn't even recognize that he did anything wrong. And David HaMelech, on the other hand, did recognize it, and he did tshuva for it right away. Second of all, we said that Shaul HaMelech's Aveira was an Aveira in the Malchus itself. He was Peshaya in the Malchus. One of the basic Yesayas of Malchus is he has to follow the Navi, and he didn't listen to the words of the Navi. And Amalek, wiping out Amalek, is one of the basic mitzvahs that Amalek had to do before building the Beit HaMikdash. On the other hand, David Amalek, those were personal Aveiras. Those are not Aveiras in the Malchus. And then we said a Pshat B'derech Drush, not the simple Pshat. We said a Pshat from a Rav, Rav David Friedman, Salem or Dayan. He said to Derek Drush, Shaul Ba'achas, Shaul HaMelech only used one midah, that was the midah of Anavi. When the king only uses the midah of Anavi, he cannot be successful. He has to use the midah of Anavi, balanced with the midah of Gaiva when necessary. When he has to leave, when he has to go to the Russian of the Olam, he has to have that midah of Gaiva. David B'Shtayim, but David HaMelech knew how to balance both of them. He knew how to balance the midah of Anava with the midah of Gaiva, the Vayigva Libay Vidarke Hashem, and the Melech David HaMelech was able to survive despite his wrongdoing. Now we're holding in Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Yud Beis. We're going to come back to this Yisoid a little bit later on. Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Yud Beis. Vayashkem Shmikrashol Babaikah. And Shmuel arose early to go towards Shaul early in the morning. But you got with Shmuel Lamer, and it was told to Shmuel saying, Bor Shaul HaKarmela. Shaul came to Har HaKarmel. Vihine Machiv Lo Yad. He's setting up a place, which will explain soon what that means. He's setting up a place. Vayishay, and then after that he turned. Vayavar Vayerud HaGilgal. He went, he descended, and went towards Gilgal. On these words, Boshol HaKarmela, Vihine Machiv Lo Yad, what does it mean, Machiv Lo Yad? He's setting for himself a place. So there's different pshatim brought down in the Mepharshim. The Radak says that the simple pshat is, Machiv Lo Yad, he's setting a place up where he could keep the loot, that which he had captured from the Amaleki. He needed a special place where he could set it up. Machiv Lo Yad, he's setting up a place where he could put all of the different things that he had captured from Amaleki. And so the Tarkim Yonis is transferred the same way. The Malbim says, Machiv Lo Yad, he left a monument there with an engravement of a hand to show that they were zeichet to the Yad HaChazaka, to a strong hand in wiping out Amalek, at least the way Shaul thought they had wiped them out. Machiv Lo Yad is a monument, a zeicher, that here's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a tremendous victory to Klal Yisrael, and they experienced the Yad HaChazaka. I presume the Yad HaChazaka is that of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And finally, Rashi and Radak both bring down a pshat, the drosh of Chazal. What does Machiv Lo Yad mean? He built the Mizbeach. Because after all, what is our stronghold? What is our kayach in this world? Our kayach is davening to Hashem, being makrav karbonis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being mitzapah for the Yeshua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Mizbeach is known as Machiv Lo Yad. This very same Mizbeach was destroyed eventually, And later on, years later, Eliyahu HaNavi rebuilt it, says, Vayirape as Mizbah Hashem HaHorus. Karmel. Barshol HaKarmela. He built the Mizbeach, eventually it was destroyed, and Eliyahu HaNavi, years later, he built it back again, and the Lashon of the Pasuk is in Melachim, Vayirape as Mizbeach Hashem HaHorus. Now, Vayisoy Vayavar, after that, Shaul HaMelech, after he built the Mizbeach here, he traveled to Gilgal, and over there he brought Kurban. So what is the significance of Gilgal? Gilgal, originally when the Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden, the first place where with the Mishkan we were arrested was in Gilgal. That was the first place that was sanctified with the Kedushas HaMishkan. So even in later years when the Mishkan left there, when the Mishkan was in Noiv, and even in later years, Gilgal had a special significance for Klal Yisrael. And a lot of times that's where they gathered to be Moshech Shaul HaMelech as king. And a lot of times they used to go back there to Davin and to bring Kurbanis. So therefore he went back to Gilgal. So what this person is telling us over here, Bar Shaul HaKarmela, Shaul came to Carmel, he built for Mizveach, or he made a monument there, and then he went to Gilgal. There seems to be a connection over here between the Mizveach that Shaul built, and later on it says, by Eliyahu HaNavi, by Yerape as Mizbach Hashem HaHorus. Specifically it says that Eliyahu HaNavi was Merape, the Mizbeach that was destroyed. Shaul built the Mizbeach in Har HaKarmel. And Eliyahu HaNavi, it doesn't say he rebuilt it, by Yerape, he healed the Mizbeach that Shaul HaMelech had built and was destroyed. What is the connection between Shaul HaMelech and Eliyahu HaNavi Lagavi this Mizbeach? And why does it not say that he rebuilt the Mizbeach? What is the Lashon of Refuah? He healed the Mizbeach that was destroyed. The simple shot of this Medrash, the Sefer Mishpat Zohar brings down, that Shaul was guilty of not listening to the Navi. And not listening to the Navi is the antithesis of bringing a Karban. Because the Navi brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we don't listen to the Navi, we further ourselves away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bringing a carbon is coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Later on, the Navi, Shmuel HaNavi tells Shaul that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our carbon is more than listening to him. The most important thing in Yishmaya Mizevach Tavim. Listening to Hashem is more important than bringing carbonis. So by Shaul HaMelech not listening to the Navi, in essence he was Mavakal the carbonis, he was Mavakal the Kayach HaMizbeach over here. Eliyahu HaNavi showed the exact opposite. What happened to Eliyahu HaNavi? Eliyahu HaNavi had a contest with the Nevi'ei Haba. Here he was screaming at the Bnei Yisrael, do not be Eved Avodah Zarah. And the Nevi'ei Habal, the Avodah Zarah, the Baal, they were saying, no, don't listen to Eliyahu. By Har HaKarmel, there was a major confrontation between Eliyahu and the Nevi'ei Habal. They had a contest, and they said, we'll each bring a carbon, and whichever carbon the fire comes down in Hashemayim and consumes, that will be the sign that Hashem accepts. That is the real carbon, and that is the real deity to worship. And sure enough, the Nevi'ei Habal, they brought their carbon, and nothing happened. And davening to the Avodah Zarah to bring down a fire, nothing happened. And Eliyahu HaNavi, despite the fact that he had saturated the area with water to make it wet and to make it hard for a fire to burn, a fire came down in the Shemayim and it burnt the carbon, and all of Klal Yisrael there at Har HaKarmel, they declared together, Hashem Hu Elokim. So there Eliyahu HaNavi showed that the Ikkar is to listen to the Navi and to listen to the word of Hashem. Whereas Shaul's Mizbeach was destroyed by him not listening to Hashem. See, he defeated the purpose of the carbon. Eliyahu HaNavi was merapid that. Eliyahu HaNavi healed that by showing that you should listen to the word of Hashem. That is the connection between the two. And that is why it says, by Yerape Eliyahu, as Mizbeach HaHorus. It doesn't necessarily mean that it was destroyed. It means the whole concept of the Mizbeach became ill because of Shaul not listening to Hashem. And now by Eliyahu HaNavi showing the Hashivos of listening to the Navi, by Yerape, he cured that which Shaul had weakened over here. That is the exact way to say for Mishmas Tzayzah learns Pshat in the Medrash. There's another Pshat that he brings down, B'Shem HaGoyin or Shmuel Rosner, Dehetadik Lebrach. He brings down the following. It's a very interesting thing. The Torah was given on Har Sinai. Yet, we find that there was tremendous Kiddush Hashem done on Har Carmel and Har Tabor. Harakamo and Harsover, the Medrash tells us, they came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they asked that the Torah be given on them, and Hashem refused it. The mountain that represented those mountains. Harakamo came, it was a candidate, Hashem said no. And Hartova was a candidate, Hashem said no. Harsinai was the one that was chosen for Mount Tayrit. And yet, we find that there was tremendous Kiddush Hashem on Harakamo. The Maisa of Yo and the Nevi Habal was on Harakamo. There's a Maisa of Klal Yisrael defeating Sisra, the Sar Tzva of Midian. Tremendous, tremendous victory, tremendous Nisan that happened on Hartova. Why is it that the Tayrit was on Harsinai? And these two Maishim of Kiddush Hashem, they happened on Har Carmel. They weren't eligible for Matan Torah. However, for the Kiddush Hashem, that they were eligible for. What is the chilling between the two? So Rosner says, and maybe the Kipshat, based on what we said last week, and we just mentioned it in the beginning of this year, there are two midas, and a person, and Klal Yisrael has to use both of those midas. There's the mida of Anava, there's the mida of humility, Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach, and on the other hand, sometimes we have to use the midah of Shaiva, by Yigva Levi V'Darki Hashem. When it comes to Darki Hashem, when it comes to Avodah, there has to be a certain pride. There has to be a certain Gaiva. It's called Gaiva de Kiddusha. We have to display that. She says like this, Matan Torah. Torah is conducted the best by people that are on a Madrega Vanav. HaTorah Yardi Machim Gavaya L'machim Namo. To hear the words of the Torah, to have the Torah affect you, you have to display humility. If a person is about Gaiva, he's not going to take in the lessons of the Torah, the words. He has to humble himself for the Torah, be willing to accept the words of the Torah and its lessons. Sometimes those lessons are not pleasant. They might be painful. When we're not holding on a proper madrega, we have to swallow the truth, and we have to adapt to the Torah. That calls for the midah of another. But when it comes to fighting for the truth, when it comes to standing up against what's wrong in the world, against the sheker of the world, there a person has to display a tremendous midah of gaiva, gaiva liba gedarki Hashem. The Torah was given on Har Sinai because it was short, it was small, it was humble. And that is the most conducive for being makabel the Torah. Har Tavar, fighting against those that want to destroy Klal Yisrael and the tenets of Torah, and the same thing with Har HaKarmel, fighting against the Avodah Zarah, that needs a certain pride, that needs a certain gaiva. And those mountains that were tall, and they represented that midah of gaiva, that's where that midah had to be used. It's not a stira. The Torah is given where the midah of Anava is displayed, that's by Har Sinai. And what happened? Well, we need gaiva, we need that pride, we need that shtof to fight against the enemies of Hashem. That was Har HaKarmel, that was Har Tavar, and that is why those nishim took place over there. And with this he explains that Eliyahu cured by Yerathe, he cured the ills of this Mizbeah that happened originally. Shaul was on Harakana, but he didn't utilize this Midah of Anava. He didn't utilize the Midah of what that mountain is supposed to represent. So later on it says, the Washington, it says when Eliyahu Anavi, when he was Makar Mizbeah, it says, Vayikach Eliyahu Shnei Mesre Avonim. That's the Mishmer of Kemishmer of Shiftek and Yaakov. Asher Hashem Giver Hashem Elov Leimar Yisrael Yehei Shimcha. He named the Mizbeach Yisrael. The name Yisrael means Kisarisa Im Elohim. You wrestled. Yaakov Avinu fought. And because we fought over here, and we stood up, and we had that pride, and we used the Midah of Gaiva, that is what he named the Mizbeach, and that was the refuah for the Mizbeach. That which Shaul HaMelech was not able to display, that is in the times of Eliyahu HaNavi, needs a certain amount of pride. These two Midas are not a sphere to each other. I told you last week, I mentioned Rav Kiva Eger was the ultimate paragon of humility. So you have a couple of mices of his humbleness. Rav Kiva Eger was once together with a close friend, one of the Gdolei Hadar, Rav Yaakov Leuberbein, known in the yeshiva world as the Nesivas HaMishpat. One of the main svarim that's used in yeshivas is the Nesivas HaMishpat and Chosh HaMishpat on Shulchan. They were once together, davening together with a minyan in the middle of the week, and there was Kriyas HaTorah, and they called up Rav Kiva Eger for Shlishi. He fainted. The Nesivas right away understood why he fainted. He fainted because of Tzar, that they gave him the Aliyah instead of the Nesivas.
He ran there, he ran over to him, and he whispered in his ear, he said, Rabbi Akiva, they didn't give you the Aliyah because they think that you're bigger and tighter than me. They gave it to you because your Kehillah is a bigger Kehillah, so you deserve it because of that. The minute he heard this, he jumped up, and he went to the tire, and he took the Aliyah. So somebody asked the Chazon Ish, is it possible to believe such a story? The story is so fantastic. Ad kidei kach, that he feels bad about getting an Aliyah, that he fainted because of it. And the minute he hears it, he gets up and takes the Aliyah. Somebody asked the Chazon Ish, is this a believable story? So the Chazon Ish said, I wasn't there, I can't tell you. The only thing I could tell you, that in order for Rav Akiva Eiger to have been Zoichim, his depth of Torah, which is displayed in his Svarim, he had to have that Madrega Vanova. Without having that Madrega Vanova, he wouldn't have been Zoichim to all of that tremendous Torah. Rav Akiva Eiger is from the Mamas, the Chedusha Rav Akiva Eiger is mind-boggling. He said he would not have had that Madrega Vanova, that he would not have been, he could not have been Zoichim to that Torah. That's Har Sinai, the means of Har Sinai. And yet, when it came to standing up for Kavod HaTorah, Rav Akiva Eiger fought fiercely. I'll tell you a sad story that happened in the annals of Klal Yisrael, which today is not that well known, but in history, there was a major firestorm in the 1800s over a certain issue, the printing of the Shas. Today, Baruch Hashem, have Shas and many companies printing Shas and the more advanced ones, and it's cleared of any mistakes, and there's more portion in the Gemaras. But in the 1700s and 1800s, Shas was the Ikar HaMetzias. Unfortunately, in 1940, there was a public burning of Shasen, where thousands and thousands of volumes of Shasen were burned. Because of a Meiser, a Jewish Meiser that went off the Derech, he was Meiser against the Yidden, they burned thousands and thousands of Shasen, and Klal Yisrael was left without. Left without Svara. They didn't know what to do about it. So not long after that, there was a Adam Choshev by the name of Rav HaTzadik Rav Moshe Shapiro. He was a son of Rav Pinchas of Koritz, from the Siddur Sherebis, and he opened up a printing shop in the city of Slovita that was in Russia at the time. He opened up a printing shop, and he got a haskama from Gedolim that for 10 years, nobody else is allowed to print because it has to be kedai for him financially. If there's going to be competition, then it's not going to be kedai for him to invest. And therefore, he got letters from Gedolim that for 10 years, nobody else is allowed to print any svar. Those 10 years went by, and finally, within the 10 years, they printed the shas in a long time. And they got a haskama for 15 years. Nobody can print the shas. Again, not to take away from them. Somehow or other, there was a misunderstanding with the amount of years that they were given, and a printing press in Vilna, they started printing a brand new shas. The Rum family, which is really the basis for the shasin that we have today, the Rum family, they got up, they claimed that the amount of years was up, and they had the right, you know, they're claiming rights now to print. Again, in their version, with more mefarshim, a clearer print, taking out certain mistakes, and so on. This mistake that caused a tremendous machlokes. The people of Slovita said, we printed Johnson already. And there was a misunderstanding with the years. That's really the way machlokes can start. There wasn't the clarity there. And they claimed the years are up, you know, and finished. And of course, the Slovita press, they got the Gedolim on their side. And the Rum family, they were in Vilna, they were stationed in Vilna, and they got Gedolim. That was a major machlokes. With Gedolim getting involved, the Machlokes and the Shilas and the Dinei Torah and so on and so forth. The end result was it came to Rav Akiva Eiger, and he paskined like the Rum family in Vilna. He said, listen, basically the years are already up. If they have extra shas, and they claimed that there was extra shas left by the 40 sets of shas, so then the Rum family should buy it off of them, and they won't have any loss, and then they're fully entitled to print. Unfortunately, in the heat of Machlokes, despite the fact that the people of the Slovita press were tzaddikim, they were choshevet people. Rav Moshe Shapiro's sons, also very choshevet people, very choshevet people. And I guess in the heat of the Machlokes, one of them made a statement that Rav Akiva Eiger is already old, and his son, Rav Shloim, is really swaying,
swaying him in the direction of the Vilna people. The word got back to Akiva Eiger, and he had terrible Adam's members from it. Could be his own personal feelings he didn't really care about, but he was the Pesach Hador. Everybody turned to him for Tzat. Somebody comes out with a statement that says that he's already overbottled, and that he's not capable of passing, and the only reason why he sided with the Vilna people was because his son was paid off and he's steering him in that direction. That's a terrible sheker to Chilu Hashem. The Rebbe got up and he said, Rebbeinu Shalom, my covet I could be Michael. He says, covet Atayra, if my sack is already overbottled, then what's going to talk halacha? Covet Atayra, that already, I can't be Michael. That's for you to be Michael and you shouldn't be Michael because it's a terrible Chilu Hashem. My son's covered, I think it can't be my chalon. So I leave it up to you to do what you have to do. This is what Ricky Vega says. Oy vey, Ricky Vega, the honor, the tzaddik, that's such an expression. It was all downhill after that. What happened was the Slavita press, one of the workers, committed suicide. And they tried hushing it up because the police would get involved. They'd get into, you know, who knows what could happen. The masculine, they heard about this. So they started saying, oh, you know what happened? He was driven to commit suicide because the owners did not, he was supposed to tattle to the government that they were writing things, printing things in the press that were against the Russian government. And probably he wanted to tattle, and they were pressuring him, and that's why he committed suicide. This is what the masculine was spreading. The Russian government got a hold of this. They killed the two sons of Ramosha. They were in prison with their hands and feet tied for 3 years. The Kehillah was mamish. They were up and on. They tried bribing. Nothing happened. The prince of Slavita, the prince himself, the Geisha prince, knew that they were innocent. They had nothing to do with anything with the suicide. He tried. It wouldn't work for some. Vice it was Exerim and Hashemayim. Finally, the court postulated that they had to run the gauntlet, which means 250 Cossacks on one side horses, 250 on the other. They had to run through and be whipped and hit. And if they make it out alive, then they have to go to Siberia. This was Exerim against them. So by he had a terrible time. They both ran through. They were beaten to schmetter, to schticker, they were bleeding. One of them, just to show you, they were tzaddikim. These were not partial to people. They were tzaddikim. One of them said something he shouldn't have said. One of them, his yarmulke or his hat flew off in the middle. He ran to put on his hat. He wouldn't go without his head covered. They just schmetter them or stick it. And he ran through again. They were sick for years after that. They ended up, they were supposed to go to Siberia, but because the Kehillah, they bribed, so ended up that they were in a jail in Moscow. And when Tsar Nikolai, when he died, so they freed all the prisoners and they were let out. But in the middle of the business went to pot, no more printing press in Slavita, and they were sick for a while. On the other hand, the Rum, Weisbeis and the Machlokes, both sides suffer. Even though Rebbe Kiveiga passing like the Vilna Shas, but apparently Machloikis is a very dangerous thing. It's like a fire. And the Rum, their main printing press, their printing press is all over, the main printing press burnt down. There's a lot of Svarim in there. And eventually the government ushered all of their printing presses except for two, and they censored them, they put hard taxes on them. It was very hard to print Svarim after that. That's what Machloikis does. There's a lot of lessons to be learned from this. Number one, the fire of machloekis, it causes everybody to lose. Even if one side is right and one side is wrong, but in the heat of machloekis, everybody loses. Number two, to speak out against a godly man is playing with fire. Akitsosa, akitas, akrov. Their bite is the bite of a scorpion. But you also see over here that the great honor of Kiva Eger, as great, as humble as he was, but when it came for standing up for cover, he said, Rebbeinu Shalom, this is Kavod HaTorah. He says, Kavod HaTorah, it's not shy to be Michael. Years later, one of the Shapiro brothers met for Kiveiga. And he says, I am Moide 100% that all my tzaras came because I was Pagaya in your cover.
really said that. However, I have a question. I also, we're Talmidei Chachamim ourselves. We come from the Choshen of Yichus, from the of Koritz, from the holiest of the Chassidus of Rebbes. What about Kavanat Torah? For Kavanat Torah? Rebbe Eger answered without any hesitation. Kavanat Torah in this generation is me. And the buck stops here. And I have to pass it. And if you're Mavazir, that Kavanat Torah, you're undermining the authority of Kavanat Torah. It's the same Rebbe Eger that was so humble, but when it came to standing up for Kavanat Torah, he didn't budge. And that's something that a king has to know. And Shaul HaMelech was negligent in this. And whatever, that was something that David HaMelech, he used that neither. That is something to be learned from this parasha over here. Vayavei Shmuel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayavei Shmuel al Shaul, Vayayimel al Shaul. Shmuel comes to Shaul. And Shaul tells him, Baruch Atol Hashem, blessed are you to Hashem. Hakimaisi is Dvar Hashem. I kept the word of Hashem. I fulfilled the word of Hashem. Tell him. The Mitzvah Taiches, what does it mean for the show? Baruch Atol Hashem. Hashem should bless you. Because since I was the kind, the word of Hashem, and you were the Shliach to command me of the word of Hashem, so your schus should stand, and you should be given. This is what Shaul told Shmuel. The famous question is, how in the world could Shaul say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakimaisi as Dvar Hashem? I fulfilled the word of Hashem when he blatantly was over on the word of Hashem. How can he make such a declaration, Hakimaisi as Dvar Hashem? So, there's many pshat in here. I'm just going to say over one pshat from the Sefer Be'er Moshe, the Azhar of a Rebbe, he says, one of the pshatim that we said already previously, how in the world could Shaul argue on the word of Hashem? How in the world can he do differently? So he said he was done a kal v'chaymer, he made a kal v'chaymer, that Maduch, one nefesh the Torah is so makbid on, that you shouldn't kill a nefesh, kal v'chaymer, a whole nation, and that eventually weakened his whole thinking. The Be'er Moshe explained, Shaul agreed that in Torah you have to wipe out the people. He agreed to that. Even though he wasn't the kind of that either, because he left over Hagot, he agreed to that. But he felt that the wiping out of the animals doesn't say that anywhere in the Torah. Ba'chei Timcha Zecher Amalek means the people. But it doesn't say a word in the Torah anything about the animals. That was already Shmuel's interpretation. So Shmuel's interpretation, I argue on. I'm not mechuyev to accept Shmuel's interpretation. That's what he said. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakimoisi as Dvar Hashem. I kept the word of Hashem. In other words, I didn't keep your word, but I kept the word of Hashem. And according to Shaul, the rest was only Shmuel's interpretation. Of course, that was a double mistake. Number one, first of all, Shmuel was just repeating what the Ratzon Hashem is. That's number one. And number two, you have no right to argue with the Navi. I mean, the whole idea, the relationship between the Melech and the Navi is that the Navi guides the Melech, and the Melech has to follow the words of the Navi. So even if it was Shmuel's interpretation, but you have to follow the words of the Navi. So number one, Shmuel is just repeating what Hashem has said. Number two, even if it were to be Shmuel's interpretation, you have to listen to the Das Torah, you have to listen to the words of the Navi. So that is the way the Be'er Moshe Taishas, Hakimoisi as Dvar Hashem. I kept the word of Hashem. The rest was your commentary that I'm not mechuyev to keep. The Ben Ish Chai says B'derech Rosh. Pshat and Hakimaisi is Dvar Hashem. The Pasuk says at the end of Parshas B'Shach, when Amalek attacked the Bnei Yisrael, he took them by surprise. It says, Ki yod al keish kon, Melchoma Hashem b'Amalek midor dor. Rashi says, Yod al keish kon, the hand is on the throne of Hashem, swears by his throne. So Rashi says, Ein hakisei sholem, the throne of Hashem is not complete until Amalek is wiped out. In other words, the name of Hashem is not complete, and the throne of Hashem is not complete. The name of Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, but the manifestation of that Ba'olam Hazeh, as long as Amalek is around, the name cannot fully appear, the name of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yod Al Kei Sukkot, it's only Yud Kei, but the Vav Kei is not around. We don't see it out in the open, because my Amalek is there. The Shaul came and said, Hakimaisi is Bar Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei.
I did the word of Hashem, and now the name can come in its fullest, now the Yud Kei Vav Kei can take effect. In other words, Saul is not accepting the fact he didn't do the word of Hashem. In his eyes, he was fully mekayem the word of Hashem. But the Saul visioner says also a voice b'derech drush, hakimaisi es var Hashem, that Saul said in a vua over here, even though he didn't realize what he was saying, hakimaisi es var Hashem, by him not killing Agog too soon, that night Agog, he had a marital relation with a shiksa, and she conceived a child, and from that child eventually came Haman. And Haman Harosh, he was the cause of Klal Yisrael doing tshuva in a way that Klal Yisrael never had done tshuva. Says Gdoyel Hasaras Tabas Yoshim Imem Ches Neviim. When Achashverosh took off his signet ring and gave it to Haman, that accomplished more than all 48 Neviim throughout the history of Klal Yisrael. And that was a tremendous tshuva, and it says there was a new Kabbalah Zatayra, Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. They reestablished their Kabbalah Zatayra then. The Shaul said, Hakimaisi is vile. With my actions, I was mekayim the word of Hashem. Now Shaul, of course, did not have that B'Kabbalah, right? That because of this, Agog will have a child, and that will, but Taychiz Dvarim, he really said in the Vua, Nivei v'loyodam anivei, he said in the Vua, but he didn't really know what in the Vua he did say. There is a Ha'ora over here that the Mepharshim asked. Over here in Shaul HaMelech says, Baruch atah l'Hashem hakimoisi es dvar Hashem. I kept the word of Hashem. Later on in Kapitel Tezvav, Pasuk Yutes, the Navi Shmuel, he is Mechiyat Shaul, Lama lo shamata l'koil Hashem. Why did you not listen to the voice of Hashem? Shmuel says, Hakimaisi es dvar Hashem. And Shaul says, Lama lo shamata, why did you not listen to the voice of Hashem? He doesn't say, why didn't you keep Hashem? Why did you not listen to the, but not the words of Hashem. He doesn't say, why didn't you keep the words of Hashem? He says, why didn't you listen to the voice of Hashem? What exactly is going on over here? Shaul says, I'm a kind of Bar Hashem. And Shmuel tells him, but why didn't you listen to the voice of Hashem? I'd like to answer this question with a shot. I said this over previously when we have the other things. A yisoid that I heard from my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Gifta Zatzal. By Ben Sayer Rameyer, the Torah says, "Einemaya the koil of it or the koil imay." He's not listening to the voice of his father or the voice of his mother. It would have been more appropriate to say, "Einemaya the divrei of it by the divrei imay." He doesn't listen to the words of his father. It's not like this thing. He's not listening to their voice. He's not listening to their command. So it would have been more appropriate to say, "Einemaya the divrei of it." Or the different imay, what's the pshat in Enoshemay, the koil of by the koil imay? The Gemara in Sanhedrin learns from over here that the voice of the mother have to be exactly the same. They have a drasha from that, which makes it impossible for a Ben Sayer mother to ever have existed. That's the Gemara there. But Rav Gifta types of the following. Rav Gifta said that, you know, it's easy to listen to a father or a mother when the words make sense. When we agree with what they're saying, yeah, it's logical, it makes sense, it's ilalaseikal, it's easy to agree with a father and a mother then. A lot of times a father and a mother, they tell us something which we don't understand, and we don't agree with. Mainly because we're young, we're inexperienced, they've gone through life already, they have experience, and life is the best teacher. And to us it doesn't sound like words that make sense, it sounds like a blank voice. It sounds like there's no words, there's no articulation. To us it makes no sense, it sounds like a blank voice. That's the time on the Ben Sayer Rumeir. In Enoshemeya, the koil of the will, the koil imay. You know, he says, the words don't make sense. Why should I listen to them anyway? The kunz is to listen to a father and a mother when the words do not make sense to you. I mean, even if you don't understand, there's a mitzvah bang. Now, of course, if they tell you to do something wrong, tell you to do an aveira, pesteita, you're not supposed to listen. But kibud over aim, even when you don't understand them. When to you it seems like a blank voice, you have to listen to them as well. So So the word divrei means words that are articulated in a way that you understand them and you agree with them. The tanya on the Ben Shai Ramayr is, and then Shemeh, the ko aviv u the ko iman. The feed is, the pasuk comes out now, it's beautiful. So HaMelech comes and he says, Hakimoisi as Dvar Hashem. I was Mekayim the words of Hashem. That which he understood. This he understands. He was Mekayim. Shmuel HaNavi told him, Vomelech Shemata the Koyu Hashem. You only were Mekayim those things which you understand. But while you're not Mekayim the voice of Hashem, that which you didn't understand, you were Danakal V'Chaymer, and you had a whole logic. It doesn't make sense, and so on. So the Navi chastises him later on, Lomo Shamata B'Kayil Hashem. We have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even when it doesn't make sense. Adarav, that shows the Bihuna in Hashem. Things that we understand that you're doing because you understand it. It makes sense to you. We have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when it doesn't make sense. This is the Shakla Vitari over here of what Shaul did and what Shaul said and what the Navi chastised him for. Now, we say in davening, Shema Kaleinu Hashem Aleikenu, Chus V'Rachem Aleinu. What's that Shema Kaleinu? Unfortunately, in the Golus, this bitter Golus, we've lost our power of articulation. Rambam brings down that originally everybody used to daven in their own nusach. They used to talk about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Used to daven in their own nusach. Came after the Churban, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, that to come and be Misach in the nusach HaTfilah, because people lost that power of communicating with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, even after the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, when we're sacking the Shemoneh Esrei, we don't have the proper kavana. We're not able to express ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we say, Shema Kaleinu Hashem Aleikenu. Even if we don't express ourselves what we need, listen closely to those sounds that we make, and take the sounds, maybe you'll be able to discern that which our private needs are. It also says, in Parshas Kisavai, by the Parsha Bikurim, it says, the whole story of Arami Yavid Avi, Vayevid Mitzrayma, we went down to Mitzrayim, Vayishma Hashem es Koyleinu, Hashem heard our voices. It doesn't say, Vayishma Hashem es Dvoreinu, it says Hashem heard our voices, because they were so orangutan in the Avoidah, they were so mishparoi, that they were not able to express themselves. So there also says this lesson, Vayishma Hashem es Koyleinu, and that's what this shakla the tari was over here between Shmuel and Shaul. Shmuel says, Hakimoisi is by Hashem. I was mekayim the word of Hashem. Shaul says, you were mekayim the words of Hashem. That which you understood you were mekayim. But the koil, that which you didn't understand, which to you sounded like a blind voice, that you were not mekayim. And that's taka the taina on the melech. Stop, you have a good debate. I just want to say, I'm an Akashi, I'm a Rotel, for the Baruch Hu, the Zaka says Yisrael, the people give me a pair of mitzvahs, and the faith of the Yisrael, the Zaka, the Pari of the Yadi, Yisgadal, Yisgadal, Shonei Rabbol, the Omod of Rav, the Zay, Yambas, Malchus, the Zay, the Chayei Koyne, the Yonei Koyne, the Chayei 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 Koyne, the
Tonight's share was sponsored by Jay Roden. This mitzvah is Lefur Shalema, Leidvar Bas Malka, Chava Bas Chana.